does love look like? Look on the cross, and that shows you a picture of love. And Jesus went through all of this so that he could have your heart, so that he could have my heart. And the King of Glory is on the cross, and he's thirsty. And he asked for a drink of water. Never received it. Sour wine. And then they pierce his side. And blood and water is flowing. I want you to know this. That on Jesus' heart and Jesus' mind was you and me. Because of his unfailing love. That the very Son of God will allow himself to be suffered like that. To have your heart. To have my heart. This, beloved, is love. God is love. And the reward of love is love. And then he looks down and he says, okay. And he sees us. Watch this. He sees us. And we see ourselves. And he says, okay. We're struggling and we're wanting to love God. Who signs of those who really love God? And you really want to continue to love him. And he looks and he knows that our love is weak and our love is broken. But he was like, this was the very reason why I came. You will love me. Jesus, from the perspective of eternity, has looked down. And out of the wilderness will arise his bride. The scripture says in Song of Solomon that she comes out of the wilderness leaning on her beloved. And no matter what, this love knows no boundaries. That if Jesus himself, the very Son of God, could leave glory, the very persons that he came to save ridicule him and mock him. Beloved, that's love knowing no boundaries. That's love knowing no boundaries. But this is the dilemma that we have. We forget it. We talk about it. And we say, yeah man, God love me. And it just becomes like a cliche. But have you experienced it? Do you know it down here, not up here? Do you know it in here? Because this is what we face. We mess up and we sin. And then you know, this is it. I'm supposed to sing in the choir tomorrow. So I'm on the praise and worship team. But Saturday something happened, you sin. You did something wrong. They're like, boy, I'm going to take my minister today. You know? I'm not really feel. You know, I just need to just sit down. You know, Lord, you know, my heart condition. And God is like, that's the very reason for why I died. I knew you were going to mess up. But I've made provision for you. And sometimes let us think that we beat down ourselves so much that we miss the true essence and the picture of God's love. If it is that God sent his Son for us to die while we were sinners, how much more now that we are saved that we should walk in that love? Let me tell you something. No sin that you can ever commit can remove you from the covering of God's love. That will make everything in vain. If you could do something that moves you from the covering of God's love, then all the sacrifice that Jesus made would have been in vain. But I'm here to tell you, nothing that you can do, nothing you can say, can cause God to cease from loving you. Nothing. And we need to see ourselves through the eyes of God. A lot of times we see weakness and we see brokenness. But God sees strength. He sees courage. You know, many at times, you know how many believers will not get up and contend for righteousness. But you get up every day and say, God, I want to love you. Lord, I see that I am a mess, but I want to love you. And God says, yes, that is what I'm looking for. This is my unfailing love that is going to reach out to you and restore you. And then we go again and we are good. some things happen. And you're not saying, come, don't run away from me. Don't hide from me. I want you. I want you. You are mine. I want you for myself. In John 17, verse 24, in Jesus' high priestly prayer, he says in verse 24, Father, I desire that those whom you have given me may be with me where I am. Jesus wants us to be with him. That is his love. But this is us. We are running away from his love. David said, where can I go from your presence? And we are hiding. And we are saying, well, we really want, let this know, we really want, come and know this. And we are hiding. And you are hiding from church because something happened. When God is saying, don't hide from me, run to me. Yeah. Don't hide from me, run to me. Yeah. Because you see, beloved, in the same way that we cannot hide from God's presence, no matter where you go, you can't hide. In the same way, you can't hide from God's love. God will search you out till he finds you, till he has you. Because he wants your heart. When you mess up, when you don't follow the instructions of leadership or your parents, or you end up being something wrong or some gang violence or whatever it is, don't run away from God. Run to God. Because the picture of the cross is that his arms are wide open. You know why it is wide open? To welcome us. To welcome us. To draw himself and hug us. You can't run from it. You can't escape it. It has no limits. God will go through everything. He will shift circumstances and situations just to have you. Just to have your heart.